Look, liar. Everything you can see in front of you used to be covered over. They were enormous rooms where the equipment was housed. Since it's very cold here in winter and very warm in summer, the machines had to be in covered rooms.
And how did they heat such large rooms?
Some rooms had heaters, but as you say, they are such large spaces that it was impossible to heat them. To give you an idea, in the first room we went to, the packing room, there was only one heater in there.
That room was huge. You must have been well wrapped up to avoid getting cold.
Well, we wore corduroy trousers tied at the waist with a belt, shirt, shoes and a beret.
And in winter?
The only thing extra that we wore in winter was a jacket. And to think as well that for a long time we came to work wearing our oldest clothes, because until the 1960s they didn't give us Asland uniforms.
You must have all been so cold.
Yes, but the truth is that there were people who weren't cold at the factory. For example, the engineers, and also the people that worked on the rotating ovens. It was very hot in there.
And what were those ovens for, to heat the stone?
More or less. The mix of limestone and mud was put into three rotating ovens, which heated it up to 1,850 degrees centigrade. The ovens were on a slope, so that the material would move downwards until it got to the end of the production process. By the time it got past the rotating ovens, the material had become clinker. That means that it was limestone, but without the hydrogen and oxygen atoms. So afterwards, when it is mixed with water, it hardens and goes back to being like the stone that it was originally. This clinker was cooled down using cylindrical grinders and transported with wagons to the store, where it was cooled.
That big room where we were before?
Exactly. And do you know what we used to do?
What did you used to do?
We would go and warm our food next to the rotating ovens so that we could have hot food in winter.
I'm not surprised. You must have been so cold all day.